Klal Yisrael has an old custom to recite Parshas Aman on Tuesday Parshas B'Shalach. There was a very interesting phenomenon with the man. The Pasuk says, when the Yidden collected the man, v'lehedif hamarbe, whoever gathered the lot did not have more, v'hamamit lo hechser, and whoever gathered the little did not have less. What does that mean? When it came to gathering the man, irrespective of the amount you gathered, you received precisely what you needed. So even if you thought you grabbed your neighbor's portion as well, when you arrived home, you realized that you had precisely enough to feed your family. It was impossible to bring home more than what was prescribed for you. And this concept applies nowadays as well, when it comes to Parnassah. Whatever was decreed for you on Rosh Hashanah, that is how much you will earn throughout the year. Not a cent more. You can try to grab your friend's Parnassah. You can try to deceive people and perform various types of schemes and scams, but ultimately, v'lehedif hamarba. If you gathered someone else's provisions, if you exploited people, you won't end up with more than what was decreed for you. You might think that you have an extra $10,000 in your bank account, but then you will end up losing it elsewhere. Either your roof will spring a leak, car repairs, legal bills, medical bills, chas v'shalom, expenses you didn't anticipate. Parshas Aman is not necessarily about amassing wealth. It instills within us a sense of contentment. We should recite it daily as it reinforces this important concept. V'lehedif hamarba. We can never receive more or less than what was prescribed for us on Rosh Hashanah. So why be upset if we missed out on a great business deal or if one of our employees messed up on a project? Regardless, we were not destined to earn that money. A few weeks ago, I received a call from a young man, and he was very upset. He says, 4 months ago, I invested in the market, and every day since, I sit in my office the entire day, and I buy, and I sell, and I trade. And Baruch Hashem, I made 20% on my investment. So that's beautiful, I tell him. So what's your issue? He says, had I been on vacation the last 4 months and not done any trading, I would have been up 400% today. And this is causing me sleepless nights. A whole day I'm going around saying, if only, if only. I told him, let me tell you a story that took place a few hundred years ago. There was this guy that was barely making ends meet. Every month he struggled to pay his bills. Someone suggested to him that he buy a lottery ticket. It was not like today's lottery, where millions of people buy tickets for a dollar each. Years ago, there was something called the Irish Sweepstakes, which had a very big cash prize, but it cost a lot of money to buy each ticket. But they only sold a limited amount of tickets, so the odds of winning were pretty good. This guy scratches together every penny he has, even borrowing some money to buy a ticket. But the drawing was still 2 months away. In the meantime, he found himself short on funds for basic daily expenses. He didn't have enough money for rent, he didn't have enough money for food, so he had no choice and he sold his ticket to his friend. And you can probably guess what happened next. The drawing was held and lo and behold, the number hits. His friend wins the lottery. And the guy is devastated. He's crushed. He was inconsolable. He went to talk to Reb Yisrael Salanter. And he told him exactly what happened. Reb Yisrael Salanter tells him, and this is something so profound. He says, let me tell you something. It's not the number that wins the lottery. It's the person that wins the lottery. If you would have kept the ticket, you would not have won. Because the Rebbeinu Shloim did not want you to win. At least, you sold your ticket and you got your original money back. Consider yourself lucky. If the Rebbeinu Shloim does not want for a person to win the lottery, he will never win it. No matter what number he has. I told the young man, it was not decreed for you to earn 400% on your investment. Had you gone on vacation and not done your ishtadlis, you would have not have even earned the 20% either. Numbers don't win the lottery. It's the person that wins. Using this concept, the Chazon Ish once said, airplanes don't fall out of the sky. People fall out of the sky. Buildings don't collapse. People collapse. Sometimes we hear stories where a person just missed his flight, or he just happened not to be in the building when it collapsed. This is not random. He wasn't there because it wasn't bashert for him to pass away that day. Same with parnasa. So it's not about accumulating big numbers. It's not even about lottery numbers. Parshas Haman imbues within us equanimity and contentment. Because the only numbers that truly matter are the ones that were decreed for us on Rosh Hashanah. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.